Loyal. May I help you?
Hey, Loyal. This is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Yeah, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, sorry I got your voicemail earlier this morning. I was out of the office when you called.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I got your email as well, and I know that you own the building over there. And how much is it that Plastic Engineering, that was like a monthly cost, you said they leased it out from you? Like you're...
Why are you asking, Danny? I'm not sure. Where are you going with that?
Right, they're just looking at...
It's a rent for the company. It's part of our expenses for the month.
Right. That's what I mean. They're just looking at the cash flow of the business.
Yeah. Don't you have it in all the statements there in front of you?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't know if you had it like at this, the monthly...
The reason I'm asking, I don't have it in front of me. Okay. I believe, going by memory, I believe that it's probably 9,000.
Okay.
Take a little bit.
All right, I'll double check inside the statement.
It should be in the expense, profit and loss.
Right.
If not, let me know. I can get you an exact number.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll double check through that. And then also, I know you mentioned that you were looking to add on equipment as well with the line.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, you said you had, you know, some new, you just got on, let me see, look at the email real quick. Yeah, you just got some large contracts with Curtis Wright.
Yeah, and, I just wanted to share with you where we're going as a company, that's all.
Right. And that's, you know, it's a good thing because I know you said you were going to use it for equipment as well. And we also have, you know, equipment financing as well.
Which you're saying.
Yeah, so it'd be able to save, you know, that extra cash flow over there so you guys don't have to use it for that. So what type of, you know, equipment are you looking at on?
Well, you know, as the company grows, there are two things. Over the past, 3 to 4 years, I guess, we've purchased quite a bit of new equipment. That's one of the larger debts that we have.
Right.
The beauty is, it's all on 5-year terms, and every year something's falling off.
Right.
So, you know, as we start out as $1 million, and I'm guessing here, don't hold me to it, but I think we're down to probably about $700,000 out there in equipment because we bought a lot of new equipment over the last 2 years. What that's helped us to do is to be able to go out and get these long-term contracts rather than being make 5 parts, ship them out the door, and look for the next order.
Exactly.
The long-term contracts allow stability within our company. That's what we're excited about moving in the direction. I hope that kind of answers the question for you.
No, it does, and that's what I was, you know, trying to get at. Were you looking at on? I'm guessing it was CNC machines or.
Yeah, it'll be more CNC machines. And to be honest with you, in our business plan, and I'm sure there's anybody else we're just talking, but for the past 2 years, we planned and still intend to open up in Salt Lake City. We have several large pieces of business there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked us to open up and move some equipment in so that we can manufacture local for them.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, with the hump that the economy is feeling, we've kind of backed up a little bit. We want to get stronger, and then we'll make that move.
Right. Yeah, it's been – a lot of people, you know, are saying it's the election year, you know. Everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens, I feel like.
I've been in business now 18 years, and I haven't seen this type of wait before.
Really? It is something.
It's just a pause. I don't know. You're right. It could be the elections. You take a look at Boeing, though. Boeing right now has got some of the largest contracts they've ever had in 50 years.
Right. I know.
There's a lot of money going out there, but then there's pockets of, and it's all companies like us.
Right.
A dozen guys around town are just waited with bated breath for everything to let loose. Now, that being said, some of the contracts we've gotten are part of that.
Right.
And we expect several more. So, you know.
Yeah.
I think we're in a good position. We've just caught ourselves probably not looking the best on our financials, but still a pretty good solid company.
Yeah. No, you guys look good on, paper. Your financials look really steady and great. And also, so with that, I just was curious, you know, to see if you had some, you know, equipment already lined up, you already quotes.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you had that.
I'm okay for right now, but I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. I've got two that I need to replace I got four, but two that I want to replace probably within the next 60, 90 days.
Okay.
And I'm estimated a little bit on that time frame. And if you're interested and we work out a deal, I have no problem keeping in the loop. To me, it's about what interest rate you're going to charge them.
Right. And that's
what you have to offer. I really don't have any loyalties.
Uh-huh.
If you and I work out a deal and we start lending back and forth, I'm happy to do it.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, we're trying to build that relationship with the business. And that's why I wanted to clarify everything, you know, and really so I can, once I get to, I'm sending it to the underwriters here when we hang up. And that way, you know, we can have a good picture of what you're looking to do and where you're looking to go. And so, yeah, with those two replacements, that's why I was just curious to see what you're just kind of holding off, waiting to see that Salt Lake City or just see how the economy is going to go or.
No, we're not. We're actually, as I mentioned to you, the long-term contracts that we're getting, we are aggressive in the marketplace. We've gotten brand-new ATK contracts. We've got Boeing. We've got MD Helicopter. We've got several in the works.
Mm-hmm.
When we factored, I believe I mentioned this to you last time, Dan, mm-hmm. we went to factoring because our customers are stretching our terms out to 60, 90, 120 days.
Right.
Well, great example. They won't do business with you unless you've got 120-day terms. So when we did that factoring, if you don't know what they do, is they mm-hmm. take any outstanding lines of credit that are attached to an FCC and they close them.
Right.
So essentially, they closed our means of having cash flow.
Right.
They closed two lines of credit that were worth, I don't know, 350 grand, give or take a little bit.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is get back into that cash flow that's so desperate for a business like ours or any business and get back on track, really.
Right. Yeah, because you need that. So they kind of, those lines were called on you then over there?
Oh, yeah. Because they were FCC and because we factored everything, the factoring company required that we closed those FCC lines.
Right. Now, and then
I can't go back to those companies because once they're closed in FCC, they won't reopen you.
And I know, I understand that. Also, I think it is a large, like, hefty price to pay to reopen them as well, if they do.
It is.
Yeah,
so we're not doing that. We're going out and we're finding people that see the value in our company, and we're looking for, you know, lines of credit just to operate our business from.
Right, exactly. And is there, you know, an immediate, like, amount that you're looking for? Because based off your sales, it looked like you guys are around $5 million off the tax return. Yeah, based off that, like I said, we can, you know, generally free up 10 to 15.
Our goal is about 150 to 250,000 is probably what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to clarify because, I mean, we could have got you maybe a little extra more than that. Just wanted to make sure that's exactly what you're looking at or if you had any.
I think if you did 250 for us, that would put us in good position through this year at least.
Okay. All right, 250, and you just use it for cash flow. Is there any other, like, immediate needs you had as far as, like, maybe payroll or, like, your marketing or anything like that?
Well, I don't think it would be a payroll issue because I think we could pay for that on our receivables.
Right,
right. We'd like to use the money short-term if we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buy and repay.
Right.
That helps us. That over the years, as far as I've been in business, you know, we use that as a reference to how good our business is running. So.
Exactly. Okay. So it's very smart to do. All right. And, one last question. You know, I mean, do you have any current loans out right now? I know you have the paperwork, but sometimes, like, I have to ask because sometimes customers will send us and everything.
What kind of loans are you talking about?
Well, like, yeah, do you have any working capital loans out or anything like that?
No.
No, nothing? Okay.
No.
All right, sounds good.
No, we've taken our time trying to find the right lender that we want to do business with.
Right.
Because we want to grow this company. We need somebody that's been, you know, that's going to be willing to help support us as we travel to the next level.
Right, exactly. Okay,
maybe,
well.
Maybe you guys are that, Danny. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I know. I'm get this submitted for you and see exactly what we can do.
When will you hear?
I'm getting submitted here. If not by the end of the day, tomorrow, I'll have something.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. So then.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing, getting back in touch with you. And then, so I'll definitely get the capital going. And, you know, if that equipment, I know you said over 60, 90 days, if you had quotes or anything, we could also take care of that as well. But I'll focus on that.
I'll make you a commitment because we've even using other people. That if we get opportunities, I'll be glad to present them to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And shop
fair
around.
Enough?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, all right. Well, I'll get this going.
For you, it's not about the equipment. It's about the interest. That's all it is.
Right, exactly.
Interest on the machine that we're looking at, so it's pretty simple.
Exactly. No, and I hear you. And I know a lot of that.
And I don't have any problem throwing it your way.
Right, all right, sounds good.
Okay. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right, sounds good, Loyal. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.